dimension. Well, hallelujah. It's good to see everybody. Everybody excited? Hallelujah. We like excitement. God likes excitement. Turn with me in your Bible to 2 Corinthians. As we look into the Word of God for just a few minutes here this morning, I pray you come expecting, prayed up, seeking God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And you can keep your finger there and go to Ephesians chapter 1. Okay, and when you're there, you can stand with me for the reading of God's Word. Just a couple of verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. We're going to start in verse 19. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timothy, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. And Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Father, we thank you for your word, Lord God. God, we thank you, Father, as we look into your word, Father. God, that your Spirit is here, Father. And God, we know the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us into all truth, Father. And so we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would just open our minds. Just begin to teach us. Just begin to download into our spirit from the Word of God. And Father, we thank you, Father. God, we just open ourselves to you only, Father. And God, we ask you to just soften our hearts even now, Father. God, prepare the ground, Father. God, just prepare it, Lord God, to receive the Word of God, the seed in the good soil, Father. For God, we want a hundredfold harvest, Father. And God, we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. The title of the message is All God's Promises. How many know all God's promises? How many know some of God's promises?
Yes.
Well, glory to God. Well, the Word of God contains literally thousands of promises. Yes. From Genesis through Revelation, there's promises in there, and they're just waiting. It's like they're waiting. They're in the bank, okay? God has them stored up in the bank. And they're just waiting for somebody to understand them. Come on, the first thing you have to do is understand. And then you have to claim them. Now, these promises, even though you can go through the Bible and see the words, but the promises are spiritual. So you're not going to be able to see them, but they're there. And because they're spiritual, you're going to have to access them spiritually. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. In each promise throughout the Bible, God pledges that something will or will not be done or given or come to pass. You know, some of them, God says, if. There's that little word in there.
Yes.
If. God promises, Psalms 89:3, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. God says, I'm not going to change my mind. Those promises are in there, and that's it. It's written. God promises every spiritual blessing in Christ in Ephesians 1:3 that we read about. In the Old Testament, Israel's focus was mainly on the promise of physical blessing. The church today has been promised spiritual and physical blessing. 1 Peter 1:4 says that we have an inheritance and it's reserved for us. 1 Peter 1:4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. I think that's pretty cool.
I'll give you an amen.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. There is life.
Yes.
I didn't have to bring my stethoscope. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But reserved in heaven. So, you know, disciples said to Jesus, Jesus, how do we pray? And he said, well, pray something like this. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. So everything in the kingdom, everything is reserved in the kingdom, you know, we are to bring to earth. A lot of people want to get to heaven.
Yep.
Come on. But how many people are willing to bring heaven to us? Isn't that what we pray? That's our job as a church, to bring heaven to earth. Glory to God. Somebody get excited.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus in John 3:5 said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again, you can't enter into the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. And all that it represents. In other words, it's off limits. Everything's in Christ, right? All the promises are in Christ.
Yes.
So if you're not in Christ and Christ in you, you have no access to the promises. They may sound good. And you may go through the motions saying, God, the promises are in there, God, and you know, I believe they're for me. And God says, I don't even know you. So, here's all these promises in the Bible. How many have prayed? How many wait till they get in the battle to pray the promises? Anybody ever been? But God, you said! Or wait a minute. I know it's in there. Pastor, where's this found? I know how that works. It's in there somewhere. What does it say about this? See, there's a lot in there, and too many times we are reactive. We react to problems instead of being proactive. You know, we can save a lot of wear and tear on these bodies and these minds if we was just proactive to this stuff. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So all God's promises are just waiting. They're reserved in heaven. They're in the bank. And they're just waiting for people, for those who are in Christ Jesus, to access them. And how do we access them?
The Holy Spirit.
Well, it's by faith, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we have to access them by faith. And faith is?
The substance of hope for our present and not seen.
Right, so we don't see them. But the Bible says they're there. And if God says they're there, guess what? They're there.
Yeah.
Glory to God. So we access them by faith. We come to faith. We come to God in faith. And faith is trust. Faith is believing. So as we look at the promises of God, how many can think of 10 promises in the Word, real quick? Can anybody think of 10? Wow, my goodness! Can't even think of 10.
Never letting us, never leaving us or forsaking us, salvation, love, companionship, fellowship, he's our lawyer,
our
advocate. Yes.
Okay, so there's a lot of promises in there. Amen? Hallelujah. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith that we need to access the promises, so then faith comes by
hearing,
and hearing by the Word of God. So how many read your Bible out loud?
Better.
That's good. That's good. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it encourages you as you just speak the Word. Hallelujah. And faith comes by hearing the Word of God. And if you go back in Romans chapter 10, you'll see that it's leading up to this verse. And how can they hear unless somebody preaches to them? You know? And how can they preach unless they're sent? Glory to God. A lot of good stuff in there. We pick out one verse instead of going back and saying, where is this? Is this at the beginning? Is this in the middle? Is this at the end of the, you know, phrase or whatever, portion of Scripture? Hallelujah. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so as you hear the Word of God, as you believe the Word of God, as you stand on the Word of God, as you activate the Word of God, hallelujah, you know, it don't do you any good. The Word of God won't do you any good unless you apply it. You have to apply it. It can sound good. It can really tickle your fancy, you know, whatever. But until you apply it, well, in the first place, if you say you come to church and you hear a message and you know it's for that person. Come on. Anybody ever been there? Hallelujah. Well, you know, we talked about where the seed was scattered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if it's for somebody else, you're in the wayside. Right? You got nothing out of it. You know, and the devil, he just comes and he just takes that word. It can sound really good. It can be just what you needed. But, you know, if you're not determined to hang on to it, to put that into action, you know, the devil says, you don't want that. You don't really believe that. I'm just going to take it.
Don't listen to him.
See, you got to have your heart right when you come.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You got to be steadfast in this thing. Glory to God. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when we come to God, you know, faith pleases God. How many want to please God?
Amen.
Yep. Glory to God. Well, you know, faith, trusting God, pleases him. You know, and we want to please the Father.
That's
right?
His children.
Hallelujah. And so, you know, we have to believe that he is God. And that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him.
Yeah.
So how diligent are we in seeking him? Are we really, really determined to seek God?
Yes.
Or do we get weary and well-doing? Or do we let things, you know, just take us aside instead of hanging in there and just seeking God? You know, to seek God, that means to seek His face, to seek His presence. You know, not just because we want something, but because we want Him. Because we really want God. Hallelujah. You know, it's like, God, I can't get through today unless I have You. Unless I have Your presence. And we're going to wrestle until I get it. And then God says, okay, that's determination. That's diligently seeking Me. Hallelujah. So He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So, when you see the promise, when you know the promises for you, do you diligently seek for the promise? Or do we just voice it a little bit and then go on and maybe not get it? But I think God really likes, you know, when we go for it. Go for the gold. Hallelujah. And the angels are there cheering us on. Come on, come on. You can do it. You can do it. Come on. Press in. Press in. Don't stop. Don't listen to the enemy. He wants to just draw you away. He wants to bring out your thoughts. Hallelujah. But God says, come on. Just press in. So we're going to look at some of the promises. Now this is just very few, and this is some categories. And in these categories, there are several promises in each one, probably. So, the first promise, which everybody needs this. This is a must. It's the promise of eternal life. John 3:15. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. And 16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. So, here's God, and He's saying, I have eternal life. It's a gift. All you have to do is believe. Believe it's already been provided for. Just believe in the atonement. Believe that Jesus Christ died for our sins. Believe that He not only died, but He was buried, but He rose again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God says, only believe. Is that so hard?
No.
Is that so hard to believe? It is when you're running from God. It is when you have no idea, if you've never heard the gospel presented in a way you could understand. It's hard. It's difficult. And so, our job is to present the gospel to people in a way that is so down to earth that, you know, there's a choice. Once you hear the gospel presented in a way you can understand it, there's a choice. You either receive it or you reject it. Now, some people will hear the gospel and they'll receive it. Glory to God.
With joy.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's others that will reject it. For whatever reason, they will reject it. There are some that they, in a way, they reject it. But in another way, they're thinking about it, they're meditating on it, they're chewing the word, you know, they're processing it, and God will work on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. So God has salvation, eternal life for everybody. It's available to everybody. It's not just a select few, but it's a whosoever. Whosoever will. John 4:14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. So God's promising, Jesus is promising eternal life to those who trust him. Hallelujah. What a promise. Thank God for eternal life. Because we're going to spend eternity somewhere. This life's short. Very short. The older you get, the more you realize how short it really is. It's like Paul described it this way. He says, like a vapor. Yeah. It's just
gone.
Right, just gone. And it don't matter, you know, if you go to a cemetery and you look at tombstones, you will see born, dash, died. The dash is the same for everybody. Whether it's 1 year or whether it's 100 years, it's just a small compared with eternity. It's very short. And so, praise God that we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. Hallelujah. As our Lord, as our Redeemer. Hallelujah. As our Deliverer, as our Healer, as our Restorer. Everything. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, number one is promises of eternal life. Number two, promise of forgiveness of sin. Psalms 103, verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Micah 7:19. He will again have compassion on us and will subdue our iniquities. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. So when we come to him and he's got all our sins, they're not hidden. He already knows them. And we come, and some have shorter lists than others. Some of us had catalogs or several. but we come to him and believing that Christ died for all of our sins. It's like God takes the list. the big, you know, the wages, the penalty for these sins was
death.
And God just takes that. He's the supreme judge. Okay? And so we had a death sentence. And God reverses that.
Yeah.
Glory to God. He takes all of our sins and he removes them as far as the east is from the west. In other words, you're not going to see them again. You know, they're under the blood. Hallelujah. The devil can't come and say, well, remember back
the place there and no more.
We remember back in 1960 or 70 or 80 or whatever, you know, and say, whoa, wait a minute, devil. No, I don't remember, because God don't remember, and you don't remember. They're taken care of. Hallelujah. They're buried in the depths of the sea. Glory to God. I pity the fish. My. Psalms 86:5. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. He's just ready. He's waiting. And he's got mercy. Now can you imagine, like, God's waiting here? Okay, give me your sins. Give me your heart. Give me all the old junk. He's got one hand held out for them, and his other hand has mercy in it. And when we lay our life, our sins, in that hand, God gives mercy. It releases mercy. Glory to God. God's good. Hallelujah. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. How many sin? Not that we're sinners, because when we come to Christ, we're no longer sinners, right? We're saints. Isn't that what the Bible says?
Yep. Correct.
Absolutely. So, we're not sinners, but we still sin. We still blow it. We still make mistakes. We still miss the mark. And so John says, if we confess our sins,
he is faithful just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
That's exactly right. Yes, he's faithful. All we have to do is say, God, I blew it. I am so sorry. I repent. Will you forgive me? And God says, absolutely.
Yes, amen.
Absolutely. You're my son, you're my daughter, and I forgive you. Hallelujah. Next one. He promises us change. Now, that's not pennies, nickels, and dimes, and quarters, but change. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. How many experience change? How many experience immediate change when you come to the Lord? Am I the only one? Maybe I have more weights dragging than most of you guys. But I know I experienced immediate, and I can't explain it. You know, if I could explain it, it wouldn't be supernatural, right? I can't explain, you know, change. That's it. Just sum it up. God, you changed me. That's it. Hallelujah. The Amplified puts it this way. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, he is a new creature, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition, have passed away. Behold, new things have come, because spiritual awakening brings a new life. I like that.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 36:26 says, I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. These are all promises. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Old things. He changes us. A lot of things from the inside out. Some things, habits, things that maybe it was drinking, smoking, drugging, whatever, cussing, whatever, and God just immediately cuts that thing off.
Thank God.
That's good.
Yes.
I tell you, that's good. Hallelujah. And then on the inside, Everything's new.
Clean.
Absolutely clean, yeah. Different thoughts. Think different way than we did before. The moment before, we thought like the world. You know, we was in agreement with the world. We was in agreement with the devil. The Bible says we was enemies with God. And in an instant, it changes. We fall out of agreement with the devil, which he don't like at all. We fall out of agreement with the world. Hallelujah.
They don't like it either.
They don't like it either. They say, must have got religion. Glory to God. And God loves it. Hallelujah. God just loves it. Hallelujah. And he said, you might not understand it, but I got you. I got you. Glory to God. Another promise. He promises to fill us or baptize us with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Luke 11:13. If you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children. Now the word evil there don't mean evil, evil. It means that you're not as good as God. If you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? How many know that now we believe that when we got saved, we didn't get the whole deal. There's more. We got a portion of the Spirit, a down payment of the Spirit, right? But there's more. There's more. That's a promise. God promises, if you ask, that He'll give the Holy Spirit. How many need the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
How many satisfied with just a little bit? How many want the whole deal? Well, that's what God wants. He said, I want you to have it. It's a promise. I want you to have the Holy Spirit. Just ask for it. First Corinthians 2:12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. How many want the gifts of the Spirit?
Amen.
Absolutely. How many want discernment? Absolutely. There are so many things that we come up short. In the natural, we come up short because we don't understand the things of the Spirit. We don't understand the deep things of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We understand some things. How many struggle understanding the Word of God? Even though you're saved, do you struggle understanding it? There's some deep stuff in there. You know, and the older I get, not that I'm old, but the older I get, you know, I look at the Word of God and I see little passages in there. I see little phrases in there. And there's keys in there that I don't understand. Come on. And I need the Holy Spirit to give me revelation of just what are you saying, God? What's in there? I'm missing something. I need to know more. If I'm to know you fully, I need to know your word. Glory to God. So we need the baptism or the filling of the Holy Spirit. The next one is, he promises us healing. How many have ever needed healing? Yeah. I think we've all been there at one time or another, and we needed healing. Psalms 103, 2 and 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all of our iniquities. Thank God for that. Who heals how many diseases?
All
your diseases. Every one. So how many does that leave out? None. Oh, just like all God's promises. Well, he heals all diseases. There aren't little ones and there aren't big ones. God says, they're taken care of. One's no bigger than another one to God. Amen. Glory to God, he heals all diseases. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. How many need health restored? How many have ever needed health restored? Absolutely. How many have ever been wounded? If you've been in a war, you've been wounded, right? How many have ever been wounded in a spiritual war? The wounds inside, the hurts inside, the things inside that nobody can see, and God says, I heal them too. I'll take care of them. I'll take care of them. Isaiah 53:4. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. So whatever we're carrying inside, hurts, bitterness, whatever, you know, wounds, all the stuff, God says, it's done. It was taken care of at the cross. Just give it to me. Exodus 15:26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, here's this if in there. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Glory to God. If. Well, guess what? The opposite of that is. See, if we don't do that, God says, well, you're open to them. I like the, if I do it, God, you're going to keep your word. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The next one is, God has promises for our children. Now, some of us have kids that are not serving the Lord. Don't write them off. Don't write them off. Because there's promises in the Word of God for our children. Isaiah 49:25. But thus said the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. Glory to God. He says, the devil's got them captive. He's got them prisoners. But glory to God, I'll set them free. Jesus said, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. And so it's God's will, you know, for our children to be serving the Lord, to be free from the devil. Amen? Isaiah 54:13, and thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Glory to God. Isaiah 44, 3. For I will pour water on him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessings upon thine offspring. These are promises of God. Glory to God. Don't you give up on your kids. Don't you give in to the devil. You just begin to proclaim the promises of God over your kids. Hallelujah. God promises us peace. How many have times when you don't have peace? The devil don't want you to have peace. He wants to keep you in the storm. Hallelujah. But God has promises of peace. Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Isaiah 26:3, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God.
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Absolutely. That's the next verse. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God has all this stuff, you know. God does not want us to be in the battle all the time. He wants us to have this peace that we just can't explain. You know, all hell can be breaking loose, and God just wants us to be at rest, just to be trusting him, just to be at peace in the situation, not knowing how it's going to turn out, when it's going to turn out, but just believing God, trusting God, just have that peace. Hallelujah. Next one is God has promises for guidance. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. See, here's his promise for guidance, but there's some requirements there. Sometimes we wonder why we're not receiving these promises. And God says, read the verse before it. Or read that again. You know, we see the promise and we say, God, in verse so-and-so it says about these promises. And God says, read it again. Read it again. What does it say? And so finally, the Holy Spirit, it jumps out at us and we say, whoa. God, I'm so sorry. God, I need to repent. That's the first thing, is to repent. Amen. Hallelujah. And he promises to supply all of our needs. Philippians 4:19, but my God, how many can say my God, shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Malachi 3:10. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. God says, I'll do it if. I guarantee it. He says, try me. Check it out. Check it out. And then he goes on to say, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. All these are promises in there. Whole pile of them stacked in a couple verses. Glory to God. And God says, well, they're reserved in heaven. You know, didn't he say, I'll open up the windows and pour it out?
Where's it coming from? From the reserves, absolutely. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Psalms 84, 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. No good thing. When we walk uprightly, God says, you got it. I won't withhold anything from you. What a promise. Amen? Number 10. He promises restoration. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Very, very familiar. Everybody probably has it down pat. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. There it is. All the promises. God has these promises. If. Now, other translations bring things out different ways. One translation says, where it says shall, if when they shall humble themselves, it says shall repent. That's the first part of humbling, right? Is when we repent. And seek my face. In other words, one translation says, search for me. And my face or my presence, when we seek his presence, you know, it's like we're not going on any further in the prayer, God, until I get your presence. I need your presence. I got a long list, but God, I need your presence. And turn from their wicked ways or practices, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive or pardon their sin. Now, if you was in prison and you didn't like to be there, most people don't like to be in prison, and they just love to have a pardon where the ruler, whether it's the governor or whatever, signs, or the president, signs a pardon. And it's like, they never had anything against them. They're pardoned. They're free. God says, that's what I'll do. I'll just write this pardon. And a pardon will stand up in court. So you know, when the devil comes into the courts in heaven and presents his case, our attorney, Jesus, presents the pardon. Take that, devil. And God says, throw it out! Throw the case out! It's already done. Glory to God. And will heal or restore to health their land. Now, Old Testament, it was their land, the physical land. New Testament, our land is, you know, our families, our church, our nation, our community. God says he'll restore. Restore. A pardon's a government decision to allow a person who has been convicted of a crime to be free and absolved of that conviction as if it were never convicted. A pardon is an act of grace proceeding from the power entrusted with the execution of the laws, which exempts the individual on whom it is bestowed from the punishment the law inflicts for a crime he has committed. Pardon. Wow. There's a lot in 2 Chronicles 7:14. A lot in there. So, to sum it up, do you know all the promises in God's Word? Do you believe all God's promises are available to you?
Yes.
Do you know every time you activate a promise in your life, it brings glory to God? Are you ready to start praying and declaring the promises of God in your life?
Yes.
See, don't wait until the battle's raging. You start declaring, you start decreeing things over your life now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Revelation 21:5. He that sat upon a throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said unto me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." And he said unto me, "It is done." It's done. I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. God says, here it is. If you're thirsty. If you're really thirsty, he says, I'll just give it out.
Praise to share too that I didn't share earlier. My grandson was able to come and spend the day with me yesterday for a few hours, and he had been very nervous and fidgety, and we had prayed for him, and I noticed he was much calmer yesterday. So I just want to praise God for that, that he seems to be doing better. So that's a praise.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So God says, if you're thirsty, you know, if you really want me. Because in God is all the promises.
Amen.
In Christ is all the promises. So if you're thirsty for God, you know, if you want more of God, whatever, you know, if you want to be, you want Him to fill you with His Spirit, you want the baptism of the Spirit, whatever, or you just, you know, whatever, want the Word of God to come alive, whatever, I invite you to come. And just take a couple minutes and just, you know, see God. Hallelujah. I don't know what He's going to do.
I missed some of your promises.
God.
Some of your promises you were listing there somehow along the way.
We'll get them later.
Okay.
Okay. Hallelujah. So if anybody, you know, wants to come and, you know, say it to God. First thing, repent. Hey, God, I missed your promises, God.